Well, Jim, another narrow 2-1 defeat in a game that really I thought was the story of your season so far.
It was, yeah. I think we played well. You know, I'll be honest, what's happened within the season so far, I think we can be proud of all our performances up until Saturday. I think Saturday was a blip, not like us, didn't see it coming, but I've got to take all factors in. You know, not going to stand here and make excuses and that, but we needed to train Friday. We didn't do much Thursday, we recovered Wednesday. You know, we got the lads at the ground at 9 o'clock. We arrived at the hotel at 8:15. We had to skip training because of the motorway problem. We had a problem with our coach. It really hurt us. Losing Barry Roach didn't help us. And we turned in our worst performance of the season. But as I say, apart from that, all the other performances have been very much like tonight. We've had a little bit of bad luck with a shout again for a penalty, you know, towards the end. We've scored an own goal, which is a poor own goal to give them the game. And apart from that, I don't think there was much between the sides. I think we both played good football. It was a good spirit. It was competitive. And, you know, I've mentioned very loads of times before about fine margins in games. And we've been a little bit unlucky tonight. I think we can take plenty of positives from it. We've had to make quite a few changes. We've wanted to make one or two. But you know, we've got a couple of tight hamstrings again, backs and hamstrings from the journey, so we took no chances with a couple of them, Verain Oliver being one, Stephen Orr being another. It's important that we manage the group, but I think the lads who come in today have really done well. Probably could have done with another sub or two, but with Winard going down injured, we haven't had the opportunity to bring one of the young lads on, you know, Yorson or Jordan. That was the plan with regards to Reece Tierney, who I thought blew up, but you know, that's going to happen. He's not played much football. So overall, obviously disappointed we've lost the game. There is plenty of positives in there, and we've run a decent Fleetwood side, you know, all the way.
First goal was a cracker, and you've come a cropper with some great goals against you this year, haven't you?
Yeah, again, just a quickly taken free kick. Lads got half turns over the back line, and it was Burns, wasn't it? I think it was. Yeah, quality finish. You know, he's hit the shot. We've got into some decent areas where I'm expecting our players to pull the trigger, but it just didn't seem to sit. Reece Deacon's got in on his right foot second half and tried to chop it onto his left. Reece Turner's got in first half, and it looked like he was too quick for the run of the ball, so it stopped him getting his shot away. But as I say, there's been plenty of positives. We've been done by a good goal for the first goal there, and obviously the killer goal is the own goal with McGowan, you know, towards the end of the game. So as I say, disappointed, but you know, we go again.
You don't often see two bizarre on goals like that in one game, do you?
No. Again, I thought we were in control of the game. That little spell, you know, we were camping there half, we were putting them under pressure, the wing picked up, any little clearances was staying in there, and then obviously they've got down the right-hand side, good bit of play, crossed it in, and AJ's put it in. But we've had a little bit of luck at the other end with regards to their own goal, but you know, I think in that stage of the game, we were asking a few questions. We had a couple of corners, a couple of shots. I think Campbell did well down the left, shot come inside. I've got a shot away. It was deflected for the corner. So, you know, we had the momentum at that stage in the game. But yeah, two bizarre own goals, just unfortunately. We've lost the game, but as I say, we'll take the positives from it. And, you know, we go again. We'll look forward to Saturday's game now. As I say, if you take Exeter out of our season so far, results haven't been good enough, but performances have. I think there's been some very strong performances. Don't believe we've got the points we've deserved for our performances. But we've got to pick ourselves up. I got the response tonight that I wanted after the Saturday showing. But, you know, we've got a couple of lads who've been kept back with an eye on Saturday because we can't afford to lose any more players. You know, the likes of Wilde, McGeoch, now Winard again. It's important that we manage the squad, but as I say, players coming today did well. But we look forward to a big game at home to Crawley on Saturday now.